Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Who does Sean Hannity choose when diversifying his savings with gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with thousands of 5-star reviews, and they've helped tens of thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song. We'll all be flying higher than a jet airliner. And if you want a little bang in your yin yang, come along.
Look, the bottom line is this: Americans can rest assured that our banking system is safe. Your deposits are safe.
I mean, one of the young leaders was talking to me about climate mental health. I said, tell me what's going on with your peers. Climate mental health.
It is an existential threat. Do you care about climate change? Do you care about the future for you, for your children? Do you want to know how we can solve it? Through cool technology?
Freedom is back in style. Welcome to the revolution.
Yeah, we're coming. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity, the new Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
Right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Toll free, our number is 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program. Even NBC News is acknowledging the obvious that this clearly was the shooting down of our drone was on purpose. We have Senator Marco Rubio saying the following. Let me just play it for you.
Well, there's been no additional briefings from what's been made available publicly, but I think a couple things are important here. The first is this was a deliberate effort. This wasn't some accident. It wasn't some harassment effort that, you know, went awry. This was a design. They basically decided we are going to begin to shoot down U.S. Assets, you know, whatever's flying in what they call restricted airspace. It's over international waters, international airspace, but they declare a restriction over it. For whatever reason, they want to conduct military operations, and they're saying anything that flies in there, we're going to shoot it down. So this is a direct test of the Biden administration to trying to see what the limits are, and it's a message of their displeasure, but more importantly, I think it's a test to see if we'll respond to it, if we'll continue to fly, or if this causes us not to fly in that area anymore.
I agree with the assessment of Marco Rubio, and just like the spy balloon of the communist Chinese, Joe Biden did nothing. And don't think they're not related. They are related, because Vladimir watched the entire incident. You know, the spy balloon flies over Alaskan airspace, all over the rest of Alaska, down the coast of Canada, into Idaho, over to Montana, right over our ICBM missile sites, our silos, down to Kansas, Missouri, up to Kentucky, and then off the coast of Carolina. And then they finally shoot it down after China got all the intel they could ever want, need, or desire. And then as a result of the public reaction to their inaction, they shoot down three other, still to this day, unidentified flying objects with $400,000 Sidewinder missiles, but they don't know what they shot down. Turns out that it might be a balloon club balloon, like a $115 balloon that they shot down with a $400,000 missile. It's unbelievable. Now, you've got to remember the first instinct is not only to blame Trump. The first instinct was to say, oh, no. This is probably unintentional. Now, it's probably the result of profound incompetence on the part of one of the Russian pilots. Let me see. Profound incompetence when they not once but twice dumped fuel in midair on our drone. That was what, profound incompetence? Actually, that sounds like a mastery of a fighter jet pilot. I don't know many fighter jet pilots that are probably or profoundly incompetent. You're not going to put somebody in a multi $100+ million jet and they're not properly prepared to fly it. They did it once, they did it twice, and then they took this sucker out of the air, and now we have, you know, the situation that we have. Now, the question comes to this, though. Nothing happened to the communist Chinese, and nothing's going to happen here as it relates to Russia with Joe Biden. And I know a lot of people, you know, might say, see, this is all because of the war in Ukraine with Ukraine. All right, let me just stop everybody here. Joe Biden doesn't do anything right. Joe Biden's been wrong on every foreign policy issue for the past 40 years. Former Secretary of Defense Gates said that. However, when the question is when an innocent sovereign country is invaded and there is an assault, a death and destruction, and the targeting of innocent human beings and apartment buildings and neighborhoods, etc., like we see Vladimir Putin has unleashed in Ukraine. Now, what Joe Biden should have done, if the United States, I said from the beginning, they want to help financially, they can, but he should have secured the financing in Europe because it's in their backyard. He should have gotten NATO involvement, which he didn't do. And all they did is pony up more money, billions. And the Europe is watching and saying, well, why should we contribute? Let the U.S. pay for this. No. And the saddest part of all of it is if you're ever going to fight a war, if you're ever going to contribute to a war being fought, you need to fight to win it quickly, the way Donald Trump knocked out the caliphate. Well, Hannity, what if he uses a tactical nuke? Well, there are Western countries that have tactical nukes, too. And guess what? That was what we called in the Reagan years mutually assured destruction. You know, they were afraid of Reagan. Don't forget what Reagan did. Remember, Reagan ordered the strike on Tripoli and Benghazi retaliation for a number of attacks from Libya, including the U.S. Aircraft and the West Berlin nightclub bombing. One U.S. serviceman died and another 50 were injured. Yeah, you know where that missile went? That strike killed Gaddafi's 15-month-old adopted daughter and injured two of his sons. Guess what? Gaddafi didn't do it again. And for all these people out there saying we should, if you take out one of our drones, we're going to take out at least five of yours. That's the message. There's got to be consequences. Somebody comes up and hits me in the face, I am going to hit them till they can't hit me again, period, end of sentence. You know, these people that, you know, well, we shouldn't do anything. What do you mean we shouldn't do anything? That weakness will encourage more of this. It's called peace through strength. It's not peace through appeasement. It's not peace through, you know, lying and making excuses for aggression. It's unbelievable. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Here to get reaction, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney is with us, Air Force fighter pilot, author of Fly Into the Wind, and founder of Folds of Honor. Our friend Tyler Merritt is back, CEO of Nine Lion Apparel. Tyler, am I allowed to mention an effort that you made for somebody that I know pretty well that I work with?
Absolutely.
Tyler Merritt and his group of people, he's with Nine Lion Apparel, had a big, big part to play in rescuing not only Benjamin Hall, my friend and colleague from Fox, but many other people. I mean, you have these special ops guys that are retired. They're going in there at their own expense in many cases, and they're rescuing people, Americans in particular, like they did in Afghanistan, and bringing them home. And you're a hero for doing that, Tyler. I appreciate all that you've been doing and continue to do.
Well, I appreciate that, Sean. And to be clear, you know, the Aero Recovery Group, those are the guys out there rescuing orphans, stopping bad Russians from taking out innocent life. And there's other groups out there, individual by the name of Sea Spray, code name, that was actually out there rescuing those individuals. You know, I played a small part in all these things. I was boots on the ground February, March, April, May, all the way through June, just to see what was actually going on, because news is not news anymore, as you and I have talked many times. It's sensationalism. So you have to get on the ground and see what's actually happening, or else you're just...
Am I right in my characterization that this is a mass targeting of civilians by Vladimir Putin, and that there's been a you know, death and destruction at a level that nobody wants to show?
Yeah, the level of evil between the Chinese regime and the Russian regime, which is absolutely interconnected, is similar to that of what we saw in the 1940s. You know, these individuals, they do not have an idea of limited warfare. Everything's on the table, but they play a different game where we're being very out there on what we're doing. You know, they're very clandestine, and we should probably look at that playbook again, because we've already laid our hands out. We put our cards on the table. President Biden, I don't know who's advising him, but where we are right now is not where we should be.
Let me bring in Colonel Dan Rooney. Colonel, you're an Air Force pilot. Let me ask you, do you believe this incident with our drone in Russia was unintentional? Do you believe that this was the result of profound incompetence on the part of Russian pilots? Or do you agree with me that these Russian pilots, probably on the orders of Vladimir Putin directly, I don't think they do it independently, that it is a pretty skillful maneuver to actually dump fuel on a drone not once but twice and then clip its wing and send it, you know, spiraling down to the ground?
Yeah, Sean, so it's great to be with you. And, you know, I'm always on your side to start. I've watched the footage a lot. And so as a combat fighter pilot for 22 years, this dumping fuel was obviously an aggressive act. But the way he actually hits the drone, he's belly up in his fighter jet. And that is like cardinal rule number one. You would never do it on what's called a rejoin in a fighter jet, because you don't have a visual. So I think it may be a combination of both of those things. If you were going to knock this thing out of the air with your airplane, which is not a great tactic, but if you were going to do that, you would want to have visibility on where you were actually going to clip that Reaper. And in this case, he goes belly up, and it looks like he tries to bail out of it, but he is, you know, incompetent. And these Russian guys, you can watch the work they're doing in Ukraine. They have great airplanes. This, you know, the Su-27. The Sukhoi actually stands for the legend. So this pilot that hit the drone will be a legend forever. Maybe not the kind you want to be, but it's just really hard to tell watching that footage. But the fact that they were there, right? It's guilt by association. It's like when your mom.
Well, is it? But you have to admit, and you are admitting, that there's no way that the two fuel dumps were not intentional. That was intentional.
Absolutely. And the other thing, too, they don't operate like us. They don't have decentralized execution where you'd send fighter pilots out. They're in what's called closed control. So they are getting control by the mothership, whoever it is, Putin and the regime. They're not acting on their own. So they were there. It was hostile. And whether the intent was to take it out of the air with a fuel dump or accidentally run into it, the realities are it was knocked down. And I'm with you. Parity in the world stage breeds chaos, and what we have right now is parity. We're not strong, and that opens the gates to stuff in Ukraine, potentially in Taiwan. All of these issues come from weakness as a country in how we integrate or, you know, react to the world.
Well, now Russia, by the way, is warning the United States to stop their hostile flights over the Black Sea, even though this was over international waters. That's not even an issue in dispute. And there's been a ratcheting up of rhetoric, as I would expect after an incident like this. Quick break, more with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney on the other side and Tyler Merritt. All right, we continue with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney and Tyler Merritt. He's the CEO of Nine Line Apparel. The question is how should the U.S. respond? Now, One development that has happened, finally it appears, Joe Biden has stopped every step of the way, Tyler, the Polish government from giving MiG fighter jets to Zelensky. And I'm like, why would you deny Zelensky if you want him to win the war, parity in the skies? Why would you give dominance of the air to Vladimir Putin, which makes no sense to me?
Yeah, well, the whole thing makes no sense. And since being on the ground and working with both governmental and non-governmental organizations on both sides of the aisle, I could say that we messed this up from the very beginning. We washed our hands of Ukraine and said they're not our partner in the beginning. We left civilians, a bunch of, no offense to myself included, washed up SOCOM guys and Al Bundys, who should not be in the Super Bowl, to essentially help with finding communication methods, finding clandestine ways to get weapon systems, get people out. And we kind of left that out there until we started to see the will of the people. The will of the Ukrainians is much different than the conscripted will of the Russians and the people in Belarus. I met those individuals. They listen to Channel One and they start to see that Russia is nothing but propaganda. So from the very, very beginning, we did not help our clandestine sources. We abandoned them, right? We left the Fox News reporters to die and relied on civilians to go and rescue them. We showed that we had no ability to help kind of behind the scenes like we've done many times. And instead, now we're overtly saying, hey, this is not a UN ally, but we're going to give billions of dollars of weapons, of HIMARS, of TOW missile systems. And we're just going to deny the F-16s. But you're still giving military aid. And then at the same time, we're still in China, as of recently, less than a month ago. If you provide military aid, there will be consequences. Well, guess what? China's been providing non-lethal aid since the beginning. They're going to continue to provide non-lethal. And I would argue it's still almost lethal when you're providing telecommunications and the ability to track people.
If I were president, I wouldn't have put us in this position, but I would put a hold on any more monies going to Ukraine. And Joe Biden needs to convene, if we had a real president, he needs to convene a meeting with every European country, and he needs to hand each leader a piece of paper with a financial figure on it, what their contribution needs to be. And unless they meet that contribution,
100%,
unless they do their part, it's their backyard. The United States, support for this conflict is diminishing every day. And if you're not going to fight the war to win it, then don't fight it. You might as well just hand over Ukraine to Putin, because that's what you're going to do. Either you're in it to win it and they're going to pay for it themselves, or, and we'll help with the money, or we're getting out. That's it.
That's what we did with President Bush and the aggression against President Hussein. Right. That's how we did it in the Desert Storm era. We had a coalition of the willing, and we had all of these organizations and all of these nations fighting together. And we don't have any foothold anymore in legitimacy in the world stage, because we have a joke of a president. And that's projecting weakness. And that is pure and simple.
I have a couple more questions on the other side of this break. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. As we continue with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, Tyler Merritt is with us. Tyler has an issue as it relates to his apparel company, and we'll get to that. 800-941-SHAWN, our number. We'll also get to your calls next half hour as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. LifeLock monitors and alerts you to identity threats you may miss on your own. even if you're careful with your personal information. And if you do become the victim of tax-related identity fraud, LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists ready to help solve identity theft issues on your behalf. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Why wait for your tax refund in vain? Help protect your information immediately with LifeLock. Go to LifeLock.com/news and save up to 25% your first year. That's 25% off at LifeLock.com/news. Identity theft protection starts here.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with Sign Up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
By the way, even NBC News is getting that, you know, what Putin and this drone incident are really all about, that Russian leadership approved all these aggressive actions. And even our own, you know, Joint Chiefs of Staff and Defense Secretary admitted, yeah, they've been ratcheting up their aggressiveness, you think? Maybe we should have known that before the incident with the drone. Anyway, here's NBC.
The U.S. says those Russian jets made at least 19 passes by the drone in international airspace Tuesday, even dumping jet fuel on it before clipping and damaging the drone's rear propeller. The U.S. then downed the $32 million drone into the sea. Tonight, officials here say it's unclear whether Russia's actions were intentional.
It is possible that this was just a reckless, incompetent piece of aviating by the pilot, but we don't know for sure.
And Peter, we've just learned who in Russia the U.S. says gave the green light for this.
Lester, three U.S. officials familiar with the intelligence tell NBC News that Russia's aggressive actions yesterday, including dropping jet fuel on the drone, were approved by the highest levels of Russian leadership. But the actual collision with the drone, they say, was likely not intentional.
All right. So there's the report. Anyway, we continue our final moments now with Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney and Tyler Merritt, CEO of Nineline. What should the military reaction be, in your view?
Yeah, well, you go back to like hitting the drone, Sean, and you know, like to be able to clip the propeller off, the best aviator in the world wouldn't be able to pull that.
But that's not what I'm asking. They're being very aggressive in the skies against American targets.
And it goes all the way back to March 1st. I mean, they were flying armed aircraft over U.S. bases in Syria. So this has been happening with zero reaction. And until we start posturing in that part of the world.
All right. So give me a solution. What should the reaction be? You're sitting in the Situation Room with the president. He turns to you and he says, Lieutenant Colonel Dan Rooney, what should we do? What do you say?
Yeah, we've got to get a presence over there. There's no doubt. And we need to, if we're going to fly Predators national waters, we have to have assets supporting them over there. There is no doubt this will continue until we put an aircraft carrier, till we forward deploy fighter jets, in that area to deter this aggression. And, you know, we've watched it for a long time. I don't know if it will or when it will happen, but if it doesn't, we'll continue to be on shows like this, talking about this stuff continually.
Yeah. Last question for you, Tyler. I understand Nine Lives. Now, you use all American cotton and everything made in America with your line of clothing, Nine Line. By the way, we have a link on our website, Hannity.com, and you have great stuff up there. Anyway, you use everything. Everything's done right here in the USA. Now you're under attack by other companies that are, for example, using cotton and slave labor from the Uyghur minorities, for example, in China. Why are you under attack for that?
I guess that's a good question for Marco Rubio and Senator Cotton. They're the ones who wrote the bill that became law as of June of last year. And that states that no material, specifically in my industry, cotton, whether it's completely the entire product made in Xinjiang or just the cotton it picked from slaves that are currently held there for being Muslim, the only crime being Muslim, that you couldn't import that. And you had to sign waivers at the Customs Border Patrol that you're not importing these things. And a supplier of mine tested positive for containing this cotton in products that were being sold to me as they were ethically sourced in Central and South America. Because while I do make a majority of our products in the U.S., right, like 80% of our shirts that were sold in the last year are USA made. There are some that are made of USA cotton in Central and South America, and I have a lot of different manufacturing partners. So I tested them all. I tested Hanes. I tested Bella Canvas. I tested other brands. And those other brands that I mentioned, you know, have been threatening litigation, have been coercing me in many ways to stop talking, to give up my First Amendment rights. And you know me, Sean, that's obviously the wrong path to take because I've gotten louder and I'll continue to tell people, hey, Marco Rubio, Senator Cotton, you guys wrote laws that have fines that could be enacted for U.S. companies aiding Chinese companies, which are aiding the communist regime, which are aiding these things because they are connected in the fact that Russia is being emboldened and empowered because China is giving them more and more aid. And lethal aid is not off the table. They joined a pact as of February of last year of a no-limits coalition. And China has economic warfare on the table. And I would say to the U.S. government, economic warfare towards China should be on the table because they're not our allies. And we rely on them way too much.
Unreal. These times we're living in are very, very dangerous. And you see what's happening. We have a new axis of evil emerging right before our eyes. And meanwhile, when Donald Trump left office, not only was our border secures, not only were we energy independent, not only was the country safe and secure, but we had an alliance, believe it or not, with Israel, the Saudis, the Jordanians, the Egyptians, the Emirates. And now you see Russia and China, they're getting closer every day, along with Iran. And now the Saudis have decided to partner with Iran and make peace with them because the U.S. is not leading anymore. This is getting very, very dangerous. And of course, we've also given up domestic energy production, which is even more dangerous. Thank you both. Appreciate it. 800-941-SHAWN, our number if you want to be a part of the program. Let's say hi to Zabin is his name in Florida. Zabin, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Good afternoon, Sean. Really great to hear your voice. As a retired Air Force flight engineer, I have a couple of theories on this drone thing, the Russians, how they took it out. Before I saw the videotape, what my first theory was, they used a what the MiGs have, like the our fighters, they have an afterburner. So I was under the impression that maybe they used an afterburner, get in front of it and just blast it, because it's so powerful that they can put the drone into a corkscrew spin. The other theory I had was what we saw on the video is that Russian coming right at the drone. But what we used to in the Air Force with the tactics, they used to have a thing called a thump. So the fighter jets, at the last minute, they'll pull up, and all that wake turbulence will hit the drone like slam it and put it into a corkscrew type of spin. But apparently the fighter pilot was not that great and end up tapping the propeller. So that's my two cents as far as that goes.
I appreciate your insight, and you know, this is a problem America better come to grips with really quick here. This weakness is incurring more and more and more aggression. And that is a big problem. And America better respond sooner than later. Because if they don't, what's that?
Yeah, I do agree with you. I do agree with you that this is from the highest of the Russian infrastructure, these commands. And the thing is, they probably sent some hot dog fighter pilots in there to do that, and they couldn't execute it properly. So
appreciate you being with us, Zabin, and thank you for serving your country too. You're an American hero, my friend. Got to take a quick break. We'll come back. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. All right, back to our busy phones. Let's go to Derek in Texas. Derek, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, greetings, Sean.
What's going on?
Beautiful downtown Fredericksburg, Texas. I just wanted to say that while I agree with you, man, that you know, this whole thing is a cluster, and Putin is a horrible human being, psychopath. He's invaded, and I'm hearing from both the left and the right, unfortunately, that what we need is very, you know, like you're hearing very strong rhetoric coming out of both sides, and this escalation is only going to lead to World War III. And there is no winner in World War III. Russia's poking the bear with us. We're poking the bear with Russia.
And okay, so what you're saying is let Russia take Ukraine.
No, absolutely not. I'm saying there has to be some peace talks somewhere, some diplomacy to end this thing, because it's either going to escalate.
By the way, I'm not against that at all. I'm not in any way, shape, manner, or form. Let me tell you where I am now, and I've been pretty consistent on this from the beginning. We should help financially, but it was predicated on my belief that Europe, this being in their backyard, should be on the front lines of all the help here, and they've been negligent, and the U.S. has been ridiculously, you know, reckless in its spending and willingness to give money when Europe is not stepping up and doing their part. So I would put a pause today on all spending. And I would send every European leader a number, what they need to contribute before the United States spends another penny helping Ukraine. And let me tell you what the result of that is going to be. They will step up and they will pay the money, because there is a clear and present danger that the territorial ambitions of Vladimir Putin go way beyond Ukraine, way beyond Ukraine. Do you agree with that?
I do not agree that his territorial ambition goes beyond Ukraine. I don't, and I've not read anything that, I mean, we can say that. He's probably a madman. He's probably a Hitler, but he's a Hitler with nukes. And we don't want to, I mean, the fact that I'm even having this conversation to me seems absurd because we're being led down a path.
Well, for example, didn't Neville Chamberlain believe he'd have peace in our time?
Absolutely, but he wasn't dealing with a nuclear superpower at the time.
Oh, so the fact that they're a nuclear superpower, that factors into our decision. Okay, that's a fair point. However, are you going to allow yourself to be held hostage by that threat?
Well, in Fredericksburg, Texas, and in Texas in general, we're not being held hostage, and I don't see...
Well, if you're not going to do everything you would do to win the war, then because you fear that at the end of this,
yeah,
he's going to do something that evil, then it's going to happen anyway.
Well,
and if you think if that's a fear of yours, why you wouldn't have a fear of further expansionism, I'm having a hard time understanding that. Listen, I let's go back to the really good point that you made, and that would be a negotiated settlement. Let's be honest here. I mean, Russia already annexed Crimea. Clearly, the Donbas region is more Russia aligned than Ukrainian aligned, and there were more Russian nationals there. Okay, that should be in the negotiating table or on the negotiating table. But now, what are we going to do with Belarus? Now we're talking about a country that basically is another satellite of Vladimir Putin. What do you think is going to happen there? I mean, I'm asking you good questions. You got to admit.
You are. You're asking me good questions. I have no idea. I'm just, you know, I know Putin, what I've read, has reached out to Zelensky to discuss a negotiated settlement.
Not really. As he's reaching out, every time there's been a minor ceasefire and any talk or hope of peace talks, he ends up taking out major, massive civilian areas because the Ukrainians have let down their guard. That has happened every time.
Absolutely. But, you know, my whole argument is that's happening in Ukraine, and it's horrible, and it's awful, and it's disgusting. But that same thing could happen here. It could happen in the rest of Europe if we keep poking the bears. This has got to stop. There has to be...
How are we responsible for what happened? You're blaming us. Why would you blame America in this?
Yeah, because we showed weakness with the pullout of Afghanistan. I mean, here we are.
Well, that's part of it. You're right again. I'll give you credit.
Absolutely.
But that's my point. All we're showing is weakness. I think we're kind of talking over each other here, and we're missing each other's point. I'm hearing you loud and clear. Every single incident we're referring to here shows weakness. That's the one common thread. Now the question is, how do we show strength? We have 30 seconds. I'll let you answer that.
Okay, the way we show strength is by getting a different administration. Unfortunately, we are stuck with what we have for the next 2 years. And, you know, Putin and Xi, they're all watching this pullout of Afghanistan, and we as the American people are relying on the same politicians and bureaucrats that led us through COVID and this withdrawal of Afghanistan. We're trusting them to get us out of this quagmire without starting World War III. Do you feel confident that that will happen? Do we feel confident as American people?
You know what the sad answer is going to be to you? And I'm just always honest with my audience. Under Joe Biden, I don't think he's capable of doing anything right. You're really right. Our backs are against the wall here, and our enemies know it, and that's the worst part. I do not like being in a weakened position. I just don't, and we are. That's the sad reality. Anyway, great call. Derek, call anytime. We appreciate you down in Texas. Thanks for being there.
Thanks, Sean.
800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. At the top of the hour, Sarah Carter with an investigative report on the border. It's so bad, it's going to be a bigger year this year than last year's record, and a bigger year than the previous year's record. And I know it's making our country, it's so vulnerable, it's insane. We'll continue.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrner less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink. under the thumb of the IRS and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how to get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.